This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Moltz.
Welcome to Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is your host, Barry Moltz, and this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 348. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business service solution for every small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, being a presidential election year, how the candidates present themselves on stage in the media is critical to their rankings in the polls. We're going to talk about what the candidates are doing right, wrong, and what entrepreneurs can learn from it. We're also going to revisit a new survey of office wars, the battles that rage inside your office, from disgusting employee habits to personal hygiene. We'll also tell you why most companies just stop growing and had to turn the tide and become one of those fast growing companies. There is a secret formula. But first, I've talked about many times that sales is dead, that customers do not want to be sold to. They want to be educated. This is why I use content marketing to show prospects that I'm an expert and that they'll think of me when they're ready to buy. But is this technique finally overused? Here to help is Joe Polizzi. He's the founder of Content Marketing Institute, the leading education training organization for content marketing, which includes the largest in-person content marketing event in the world, Content Marketing World. Joe's the winner of the 2014 John Caldwell Lifetime Achievement Award from Content Council. He's got his fourth book out. It's called Content Inc. Joe, welcome to the show.
Barry, thanks for having me.
Now, first I got to ask you, one of the things you say in your bio, if I ever see you in person, you're going to be wearing orange. Does that mean you're going to be in prison?
I'm actually wearing orange now. I know nobody can see us, but I've always got my colors out. No matter where you find me, I will be wearing bright orange somewhere.
I love orange. It's my favorite thing. So is content marketing, is it overused? Is it dead?
It's actually just getting started, Barry, believe it or not, because there's no technology barriers for anyone to publish today, and consumers have 24/7 access to get whatever information they want. You can actually create a valuable audience on the web, people that want to know, like, and trust you a little bit more, but you've got to create valuable, relevant, compelling information on a consistent basis. And just unfortunately, Barry, most small businesses just don't do this. They're spreading content all over the place. Most of it's about themselves, and they're not really focusing on the needs of the audience on a consistent basis.
We'll talk about that, because I think there are a couple problems in really coming up with original content on a daily basis, you know, or a weekly basis. What are really some of the barriers? How do I come up with original stuff all the time?
Well, I think the one thing you want to realize is, first of all, who are you targeting? I mean, a lot of small businesses have many different buyers, and we want to focus on one particular buyer, one particular audience, and we can figure out what we call in the book a content tilt. Where can you focus on an area that's of little to no content competition that you can consistently create amazing stories around? And I think that's where a lot of small businesses have issues, because they really want to talk about their own products and services. But as you know, Barry, nobody cares about
that's
our products and services.
They
don't care about us. They care about themselves. So you really have to, instead of making your company the hero, you have to make the audience your hero and figure out what's keeping them up at night. What are their pain points? What are they really challenged with? And those are the stories we need to create on a consistent basis. And it's not hard to do. It's just different because we're in such the sales mode all the time that we're just pushing out product. And we got to realize that our audience just doesn't care about that. And that's, I think that's the hardest part, is figuring out what does your audience want to hear and how do you become so trusted to them on a consistent basis. And what we found out with the book and the interviews in the book is there are a lot of amazing companies that are doing this really well, but they're focusing on the needs of the audience.
It's funny because last year, one of my most click-through content marketing efforts, you know, I send out various emails every single week, and it's all about just how they can help a small business. One of the best ones was, my wife thinks I'm having an affair, right? And of course, it was about I'm having an affair with my business because I'm a small business owner and I, you know, work all the time. And that's obviously a concern. Talk some specifics. What have you found have worked best for small business owners when they're creating content?
Well, I think that what's amazing is when I went out on this trek for 18 months interviewing all these amazing companies, and I was trying to figure out how did they build an audience first and then monetize that. And we think that there's this an amazingly complicated formula where we have to be on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and we've got to be publishing content on every platform. Actually, that's not true, Barry. Actually, what you want to do, and the secret formula, if you will, is how do I focus on one content type consistently? Is that textual? Is it audio? Is it video? How do I find one content platform? Is that my blog or website? Is it YouTube? Is it iTunes? How do I consistently deliver? Is it every Monday? Is it every Monday, Wednesday, Friday? Do I send my e-newsletter out every Saturday? You know, what is that consistency? Create that appointment with your audience on a consistent basis, and then we do that over time. The average company, and this takes time, but if you actually do this consistently over, let's say, a 12-month, 15-month period of time, you will grow an audience of subscribers that begin to know, like, and trust you, and then we see these types of companies that do this, Barry, they grow much, much faster than regular small businesses because they're actually creating a customer database in the future. You're actually creating your subscriber list, whether that's 500 or whether that's a million people, depending on, we've got samples of all sizes. But whenever you are ready to sell whatever product and service you have, because they trust you so much, because you have this authority and credibility, they literally will buy pretty much anything you offer them. But it's just we don't get to that point of thinking, look, it's education first, it's focus on that first, and then that simple formula of what's that content type, what's that platform consistently delivered over time. Instead of just being a jack of all trades, we need to become a master in one platform.
We're talking with Joe Polizzi. He's the founder of Content Marketing Institute. He's got a new book out. It's called Content Inc. Joe, you mentioned something that's very interesting to me. You said that you should really focus on one type of platform. I always thought you should do multiple platforms because some people like to read things. Some people like to listen to them. Some people like to watch them on the web. You're saying a company should just say, hey, make an appointment with their prospect every Monday and just do one type?
Well, what you want to do is you want to focus on one as the main one. So let's say that you want to do YouTube videos or you want to do
a radio show or something like that.
Radio show, right? Radio show like you have. We have podcasts. We have a blog. You have to start off consistently focusing on one. You cannot get too distracted going into many other ones. So let's say you do this radio show or this podcast on a consistent basis. Once you build the audience, then step five in the whole Content Inc. model is diversification. That's where you can really look at, oh, okay, in my radio show, now I'm going to do a little bit of videos on the side. Now I'm going to add a podcast to that. Now I'm going to add an e-newsletter to that. We do a magazine, Chief Content Officer. We do events. You know, you do that later down the road. First, you have to build the audience. And if you think about the greatest media examples of our time, whether you're looking at ESPN, the Huffington Post, New York Times, Washington, all those media brands, they've all done it the same way, Barry. They all focused on first one platform, one content type. Then when they build that audience, then they diversify into other areas. But a lot of companies, they want to diversify first, and that's just not the model. In all our research, we don't find that to be the case. You have to focus first.
It's funny because small businesses always want to be everything to everybody, and it gets them nowhere. You also talk about how smaller businesses really have an advantage over larger companies with content marketing. Why is that, Joe?
It's actually because a small business can actually focus on a content niche and a small section of an audience where big enterprises don't want to do this. Like you just mentioned it, a big enterprise, they want to go big. They want to get their advertising out to as many people as possible, which might work in advertising, but it certainly doesn't work with content marketing. We really want to focus, and where a large businesses would say, oh, well, there's an audience of 5,000 people. I can't afford to go after that. We've got to go bigger. A small business might say, oh, my goodness, if we had 5,000 people that were interacting with our content every day and they know, like, and trust us, we can grow our business significantly. And that's where I think a small business has an advantage because they're willing to really look at that very, very targeted audience and become the leading informational expert for that audience. And then once you do that, then you move on to a secondary audience. Large businesses are terrible at that. They've got big politics. They got red tape. They got silos. They're not willing to commit the time and effort to that one particular audience.
And that's why we're in small business, right, Joe?
That's exactly right. It's just, and what's amazing and why I get so excited about this, it's such a huge opportunity for small businesses right now. It's so democratic. I've never seen anything like this. And that's why I want a small business to really say, hey, look, you have the power now. You can actually communicate with customers. You don't have to spend a large amount of advertising dollars to get that attention. If we're focused and we focus on the needs of our audience instead of pushing out product all day long, we have a real opportunity here.
Well, I encourage all of you to go out and get Joe's book called Content Inc. I've been using a content marketing strategy for years. I've got to tell you, every Tuesday, Joe, when I send it out, it really does work. So thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Where can people reach you at Content Marketing Institute? And tell us when your next show is.
Yeah, so contentmarketinginstitute.com is where you can find all the great information. Content-Inc.com is everywhere, the book, where you'll find the book information. And the big show, Content Marketing World, is September 16th. Through 9th, 2016 in Cleveland, Ohio.
Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Coming up, Donald Trump. Now, actually, we're going to talk about presidential candidates, what they're doing right and wrong when it comes to presentation and what us small business owners can learn from them. This is AM 560, The Answer. Be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Mike Hodges, taking a look at traffic. The Eaton's is problem-free. Kennedy inbound, road work continues this morning. Three left lanes closed. Chicago Avenue into the burn circle. The on-ramps from Lake, Randolph, and Madison all closed because of that. Outbound on the Eisenhower, four right lanes taken out on the extension from Irving Park to Devon, and as part of that work, the ramp from eastbound 390 onto the outbound Ike and northbound 53 is closed this morning. Bishop Ford with work taking out two right lanes inbound from 154th to Sibley. That project also closes the ramp to eastbound Sibley Boulevard. And on the Jane Addams Tollway, you have work taking out two right lanes from Meacham to Roselle. Two left lanes closed from Higgins to Barrington. Your weather forecast, nice and sunny today. High of 59. And clear tonight, not as cold, low of 46. Your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
She's bold.
You're not black, so drop the racism crap.
She's controversial.
When you bring the people here, you bring those cultures here.
She's unapologetic.
This is a total fraud and a fig leaf.
And she's coming to Freedom Summit Chicago 2015. She's Ann Coulter.
Now I'm talking.
See best-selling author and conservative firebrand Ann Coulter live on Saturday, November 14th at Freedom Summit Chicago in Itasca. Get your tickets now at freedomsummitchicago.com. That's freedomsummitchicago.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 8800 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 8800.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, we're in the midst of the presidential primary swing, and the candidates' presentation styles and demeanor have a huge effect on their standings in the polls. Here to help figure that out, on what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, and what small business owners can learn is James Entre, the CEO of presentation management company Shuffler. He brings over 30 years of entrepreneurial experience. James calls himself a naturally born entrepreneur, beginning with his college career at the University of Houston, where he published Houston's Hottest Calendars. Imagine helped found the Velvet Elvis Pub and printed T-shirts in his garage. James, welcome to the show.
How are you, Barry? Thank you for having me.
I always wanted in my house one of those Velvet Elvises, you know, hung up. But my wife somehow doesn't agree with me.
It's a tribute to tacky Americana.
It's definitely
something that makes you comfortable that you've been around for a long time.
And I want to buy one of those on the side of the road, right, where they're selling them.
That's where it came from, the road, somewhere outside of El Paso.
Exactly. So you started your career selling Houston's Hottest Calendars. What was on these calendars?
These are campus co-eds from the University of Houston. There's a girls' calendar, then a guys' calendar, of all things. Published over 5 years while I was at school. That's how I paid for school.
I'm glad to hear you're equal opportunity.
I'm a publisher.
Exactly.
I was a publisher back then. I was about distribution and sales.
Well, this, you know, the presidential election season is all about how do the candidates appear when they're on camera in the media. It becomes so important, this calendar cycle. Tell us what the candidates really have to achieve while they're standing in front of the cameras.
I think fundamentally trust. Knowing that they're being candid, being forthright, and you're getting their thoughts. They're not getting there's a very angry group of people out there, and they feel they've been hoodwinked, so to speak. So I think trust is the biggest issue to connect with the voters right now.
So how do you really establish trust, since I think there's a huge distrust of anybody that's been in government? And maybe that's why outsiders like, you know, Donald Trump and Carly Fiorina, they're doing so well.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I feel everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people feel the people in power haven't represented their interests. And people like Trump, who doesn't have to go and get a poll before he responds to something, is very refreshing. At least you get an idea of where his compass is pointing because he reacts immediately. He doesn't take, listen, go to a polling, get feedback, find out what is consistent, you know, the whole... You have a real leader showing you where they're going,
it's,
not a molded candidate.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting because whether you like Donald Trump or not, he's least an authentic one, right? And I think that's what really people want in small business. They want it for you to be your business to be authentic. They want the people inside the business to be authentic. They want to be able to trust you.
That's right. You want to make the there's several issues with small businesses and that reflect in these candidates. One of them is trust. And trust is a big issue. But there's also, you as a small business, you want to show that when you sit and you speak with someone, you have a good grasp of all of the different issues and can talk intelligently about them. It makes the bigger companies feel that they're dealing with a specialist. Carly Fiorina does that very well when she talks about her issues with whether it's in the Mideast or, you know, right here at home with, you know, employment and such. She tends to speak in facts with a very understanding tone and can communicate that well easily because things are very complex, yet if you can turn it into something easier to understand, you'll resonate.
I think it's very interesting because I think, you know, Carly Fiorina and probably lesser extent Marco Rubio, even if you don't believe what they're saying, even if you believe that what they're saying really isn't true, they speak with such authority. It's like one of my partners used to say in small business, take your opinion and state it as fact. That can be very effective.
That can be. And it works very well. Speakers do that very well all the time. Some speakers you can listen to, and no matter what comes out of their mouth, it feels like fact. You feel good about it, and you almost repeat it just because of their tone, disposition, and the way they bring it off. And
So, James, let's talk about tone and disposition, because someone in this year's race, Ben Carson, has a totally different tone. You know, he's the very soft-spoken, retired neurosurgeon. Why do you think so far that he's been effective?
Ben Carson seems like he's the healer. He's someone who's very understanding. He's empathetical. I think our country has a lot of open wounds right now. There's a lot of divisiveness on all levels, and it bubbles up everywhere. And he tends to be a healer. He rose to the top of his profession, brain surgery, dealing with children, because think about it. If you're a doctor, there's a group of doctors, and they say, we're gonna operate on your child's brain. they turn to each other and say, okay, who's going to tell the parents? Well, he rose to the top of that field dealing with the empathy and connecting with people at that level. And I think that's why he's rising now, is because he's empathetical. He's a healer. He makes people feel comfortable. And if it might be complex, this is a level head who's bringing you through.
And as a small business owner, you always don't have to be shouting your message, right? Sometimes you can really say it in a very calm manner, and that even brings more credibility.
That is correct. But on you can look at Trump and look at Ben Carson, the two leaders apparently right now, and they have totally different dispositions, and they're leading or they're carrying their own weight because of their different dispositions and styles. So the key is they're both authentic to who they are. So, they're not the you know, poll-tested, you know, DNC and Republican connected and, you know, corporate-endorsed opinion.
Now talk a little about Chris Christie, because I think he's taking a little bit different approach.
Yeah, he is. I think he got beaten around a little bit in the last cycle, so he's got a different type of baggage, and I don't know. He comes off very direct and strong and feels in it, but some of the actions that have happened since the last cycle, I think, has diminished his authority
and so
in presence.
So let's talk about Jeb Bush a little bit, and I want to relate this to small business. A lot of time, a small business has a long tradition. They've really been known for something. So Jeb Bush is really part of the Bush family brand. How does that help him? Has it hurt him?
Well, there's two things. It depends on the mood. I mean, when Bush, in a way, the name is establishment. And if you can bring an established player on your team, always do it, because establishment means consistency. People like to – a lot of times they'll say they'll do nothing and stick with what they've got then take a chance into something they don't know. And 9 times out of 10, the establishment wins. So if you're a small business and you're in a certain field and can bring in some established players or people who've worked in the industry and have credibility – always do that, because that'll help you in the long run.
We're talking with James Entres, the CEO of presentation and management company Scheffler. James, you know, one of the things that during this season, and I think it's been incredibly entertaining, mostly because of Donald Trump, we're just waiting for those gaffes. What, you know, presidential candidates recover a certain way from gaffes, but if I'm a small business, if I make a presentation gaffe, what should I do?
Address it. Be honest. Be forthright. Remember, we were talking about trust earlier. I think people accept people for being human, and we all know we make mistakes, but when you try to cover it up and you try to, you know, basically pretend that it didn't happen is the worst way to go. I find that when things screw up, that's the best opportunity to work with your client, because then they know what you're really made of. They know that you'll answer the phone at 2 a.m. if that's the case and it's important. And that's when you get to prove your mettle and earn more business, quite frankly. Because, quite frankly, I mean, things do screw up. It's how you respond that makes the difference.
Yeah, and sometimes you respond off the cuff. And that's why sometimes I don't understand Donald Trump's tact. You know, when he talked about Carly Farina's face, he said, well, I wasn't really talking about her face. And I'm thinking, well, no, he said face actually in his quote.
He said face.
I believe that he would just say, you know, listen, that was off the cuff. I kind of screwed up. And I think that's what small businesses should do. And, in fact, that's what your employees want. When you screw up, as you've said, James, just admit it.
Yeah, you'd be straightforward with what it is. You look at the issue as a factual sense, not as a finger pointing issue. Because when you look at it like, oh, we dropped the ball here, or there wasn't communication there, or the orders weren't in place soon enough, we get it, but we know what the problem is, and we handled everything else very well. And by the way, this is our solution. Makes people feel good. It makes them part of your team. It brings people in, as opposed to the deceitful way of saying that wasn't us, it must have been your people, really is off-putting.
Absolutely. Well, we only got about 15 seconds left. James, give us 15 seconds on your company, Scheffler.
Scheffler is presentation management. Corporate presentations are a mess, and on an enterprise level, nobody knows who's saying what to whom. Salespeople can't find their stuff. Compliance doesn't keep it up to date, and they don't know how to update. Scheffler is presentation management. It's slide management for PowerPoint videos and stuff.
Well, James, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure speaking, Barry.
Coming up, why do so many businesses struggle to grow? I've got the answer. This is AM 560, The Answer.
You saw him moderate the CNN presidential debate.
You, Hewitt, a nice man.
Now you can see him live at Freedom Summit Chicago 2015. Hugh Hewitt is coming to Freedom Summit.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
And he joins an already packed lineup that includes Ann Coulter and AM 560's Sean Hannity. Freedom Summit Chicago on November 14th in Itasca with Hugh Hewitt, Sean Hannity, and Ann Coulter. Get your tickets today at FreedomSummitChicago.com. That's FreedomSummitChicago.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. Vice President Biden may jump into the race. A source tells Fox's Ed Henry that Biden has been privately telling top Democrats he's likely to run for president. Meantime, he received a human rights award last night in New York.
This may be the greatest honor I have ever received in my public life.
A final week of climate talks begins tomorrow in Germany before delegates in Paris try to hammer out what some hope will be the most ambitious agreement ever to fight global warming. A death at Zombie Con in Florida, a witness tells us.
Well, what I heard 6 to 7 gunshots rang. And then as we walked over there, we saw one person laying on the ground and the cops were working on him.
Police say that one person was shot and killed and 4 injured at the gathering in Fort Myers, where up to 20,000 fans dressed as zombies. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Mike Hodges with a look at traffic brought to you by Fresh Time. Fresh Time Farmers Market, healthy food, healthy values. This week, tender asparagus is only $1.27 a pound, and fresh salmon fillet is only $3.97 a pound. Grand opening prices valid at all 7 Chicagoland locations, and now in Bucktown, Lincoln Park, Crystal Lake, and Naperville. FreshTime.com. Blue Line trains this morning stopped on the northwest side. No service between Damon and Western due to a fire near the tracks. Road work continues on the inbound Kennedy. You have 3 left lanes closed leading into the Burn Circle. Rollover crash at Deal and Winfield in Warrenville. Also one on 30 at Washington in Joliet. That's on Cass Street. Your weather this morning, it's going to be a nice one today. Sunny, a little cool, high 59. Not as cold tonight with a low of 46. Your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
4 new employees.
A 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Recently, Chicago heard about the horrific accident involving your company's IT guy, Steve Areno. Turns out Steve Areno is healing, but he's just filed a disability claim, leaving your company's IT needs up in the air. It's a good thing you didn't wait to call Turnkey IT. Turnkey IT immediately lifted the burden of monitoring and securing your company's networks. And as a result, your business didn't lose a beat. The giant question mark created by your lack of IT help was answered with one phone call. Turnkey IT is there no matter what happens to your computer system, with pros that provide live guidance and support. There's never been a question of if your company needs help. It's always been when. Instead of feeling anxiety when facing technical difficulties, you rest easy knowing that Turnkey IT handles it all. That leaves you to focus on the one thing that matters most, your business. Visit turnkey.pro and end your computer and network issues once and for all. That's turnkey.pro.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
It's a very strange phenomenon in small business that there are a lot of companies that can get some initial success or traction when they start their business, but then they get stuck, they struggle to grow. The question is, why? What separates the ones who just stagnate from the ones that grow like crazy? Here to help is Margaret Reynolds, who has a passion for helping companies achieve record-setting growth. It began in her two-decade career at Hallmark Cards, where she was known for taking on special projects that successfully created and launched new products, new marketing techniques, and new capabilities. As a result, she quickly moved through the project development ranks to general manager with P&L accountability for a $100 million business and later became the lead strategic officer of the company. Today, Margaret is known as the master growth catalyst at Breakthrough Masters Unlimited. Margaret, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I just get excited saying all those words, master growth catalyst. It just sounds so big.
Well, the idea is to be big, right?
Absolutely. So why do so many businesses struggle to grow?
You know, one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that business today is not like business yesterday. With the rapid pace of change of technology, with competitive inroads, with the vast array of data analytics available to anyone at the touch of a button, we have to realize that we have to always outthink and outmove the competition and move against the market opportunities. What happens is we start a business, we have a business model, it's working, it's growing, but then the outside dynamics change, and sometimes it's hard to get the momentum to change and respond and adapt to what's going on. And as a result, we slow down and new market entrants pick up where we left off.
So it seems to me that companies have to more frequently reinvent themselves. That just makes it even harder, doesn't it?
Well, it absolutely does, but it doesn't make it harder as long as you understand that the key to your business is not focusing on what you do today. It's focusing on what are the market needs you're serving so that you can be fluid and adapt as the requirements change.
So how do you figure that out? Because a lot of folks ask me, all right, Barry, so what's the trend for next year? And I'm like, well, you know, if I could tell you what the next hot trend would be, we've already kind of missed it. How do you figure out what's coming next?
That's a great question, and it really means that you have to, I use the phrase moneyball for business. Moneyball is a baseball term, but it's about using data to help you forecast success, and you have to know what data drives your business. So, for example, at Tractor Supply Company, they look at cash register receipts and the method of tender, and when they start seeing people switch to cash, they know that there's something happening. Or a big trucking company is going to look at how many over-the-road miles and whether or not they're having to buy more tires, which means more usage. If that slows down, they know that something is changing. So you have to understand what are the specific analytics that are leading indicators for your business and then be able to track those so that you have an early warning system for when you need to be willing to adapt.
And that's important because I think so many small businesses, they don't look at the analytics of their business. Which kinds of things should we be looking at, or does it just vary so much by industry, it's hard to pick out a couple of things?
Well, every industry's money ball is different, and I'll go further and say I think every company's money ball is different. And the reason I say that is I strongly encourage businesses not to be me-too companies in their industries, but rather to succeed through differentiation. So you may not want to mimic exactly what your competitors are doing. But what I like to look at is a smorgasbord of things that relate to an overall strategy. So if you've got a strategy that says, I'm going to have the best products in the market, then we probably ought to be looking at how much of your sales growth is coming from new products. If you have a strategy that says, I'm going to give better customer service than anyone else, we better be looking at your service analytics because those are the things that are going to be your platform for success. And when you start to see a drag in reaction on the market, if it's not working the way it used to, it's time to think about what's next.
And really what it means in the end is we've got to generate some kind of value, because it's not just about sales, it's also about reigniting profits, right?
Absolutely. Growth without profits is really kind of holding an empty bag.
That's right. But it's so interesting because so many people just want to grow, grow, grow. They don't realize that without profits, you've really got nothing.
That's true. So profitable growth. It's very important that, and I see this happen sometimes, where companies will overinvest in growth. They'll say, well, we're investing in growth. It's okay that the bottom line is off. It's okay that this is changing. And that's not acceptable. Equally unacceptable are companies that continue to let margin erode because they are trying to buy a deal. And that never works either, because your customers don't really respect you as a business partner when you give your services away. I have seen companies in all kinds of industries, those that you would assign the words maturity and commodity, be very successful in differentiating what they have to offer such that they're able to establish value. Let's say that you're in a commodity business in manufacturing and what you're selling is very much tied to the petroleum or the plastics market. And yet, if you're able to demonstrate that if they use your product instead of someone else's and you can save them on their production by less spoilage or faster run times or other kinds of things and augment that with service value, never out of important stock numbers, etc., you can demonstrate value and earn more pennies on the dollar than your competitors.
There's no question. Margaret, we got to leave it there. If you want to reach Margaret, she's at www.breakthroughmaster.com. Margaret, thank you so much.
Barry, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Coming up next, who is winning the temperature and cleanliness office wars? A new survey shows it's not just the millennials. We'll be right back. This AM 560, The Answer.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Mike Hodges, taking a look at traffic on the city's northwest side. Blue Line trains remain stopped in both directions, unable to get through either way between Damon and Western because of a fire near the tracks. We have a crash being worked on at Barrington and Irving Park Road in Hanover Park. Also a rollover crash at Deal and Winfield in Warrenville. And another rollover crash reported in Joliet on 30 at Washington, and that is on the Cass Street section of 30. Road work continues this morning in on the Kennedy. You have three left lanes closed leading into the Burn Circle, but no delays at this time. And out on the Ike, four right lanes are closed, approaching the 390 interchange, starting around Irving Park Road. Your weather forecast today, nice and sunny, high 59, and tonight, not as cold as it's been recently, low 46. Your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-799 0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42. I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success.
Sage Cloud and software solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
All right, so let's face it. Some worker habits are annoying, from having to have the office so freaking hot or so darn cold to some people taking off their shoes and putting their feet on the desk. You may not know it, but there are office wars going on right inside your company. Well, there's a new survey out talking about who's winning that war. Here to talk about it is Dave Hicks. He's the director of Facility Solutions for OpenWorks, a leading national commercial cleaning and integrated facility services franchises. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So why do you guys do this office wars survey?
Well, we did it because we wanted to show the importance of a professional cleaning company and making the office not even more clean, but more comfortable.
And so tell us about how long the survey has been going on for.
We commissioned this survey a couple months ago and found out that most of the workers are very, very vocal in the workplace about these kind of situations, where it's temperature control, cleanliness of the office, or even, hey, who took the last cup of coffee and didn't refill the pot?
Absolutely. So let's talk about the temperature battle that's going on. Why are some people always too cold or too warm, and what do you do about it?
Well, we can do a number of things about it since we're an integrated facilities department, but one thing we know is that the men, they like it a lot cooler than the women. So there's a big conflict there. So we can come in and we can suggest different things. We've seen some funny stories where coworkers would even bring their other coworkers Snuggies to work so they wouldn't be cold and they can maintain their own temperature.
So now, is there a generation gap? In other words, the millennials want one thing more than the boomers or the Xers?
Yeah, millennials nowadays, since we're in this tech world, we're want now, get now, they want a very, very clean office, and they want a very nice temperature-controlled office. I mean, some millennials will leave their job if the office is too dirty and or if it's not a comfortable temperature.
And why do you think that's the case?
I just think nowadays that the millennials are used to, getting what they want at a quicker pace, where baby boomers, We're living in a more manual world and had to work harder for, cleanliness and things. Baby boomers, they'll go ahead and clean up the office, where the millennials just expect it to be clean.
So we're talking with Dave Hicks. This company has this thing called the Office Wars Survey. The survey shares some really funny coworker habits. Tell us about some of the most annoying things.
Well, I think one of the most annoying things is people that leave their food in the fridge for weeks on end. You go in there to get your lunch and you see a science experiment in there.
And so what should a company do about that?
Well, that's why OpenWorks will come in there and once a month we'll clean the fridge or, communicate to the office that, hey, tonight we're going to clean the fridge. Please remove everything.
So what do you do, Dave, about people? Let's say you do have a kitchen facility that you have some folks that think their mother works there and, they don't share in the duties. What's the best way to handle that?
Well, the best way to handle it is we have certain protocols we follow, whether it's green cleaning or sanitation. OpenWorks will come in every night and clean that up and just make sure it's ready for the workers and it's clean and safe the next day.
So what are some other annoying habits?
Oh, gosh. One of the most annoying is, like I mentioned before, is the last cup of coffee without starting a new pot. Some of the things we do to combat that is, hey, buy a Keurig. Now you can make your own cup of coffee, use your own pod, and you're done. That was probably one of the funniest stories we ever had. We had a big office war there in one of our offices where it was a big battle. People would take the last cup of coffee and people nowadays, they're not afraid to confront them about it.
Wow. I mean, people really argue over that, don't they?
Yeah, they argue over a lot of things.
Just don't screw with my coffee, right?
Yep.
But so the solution is I'm just going to make one cup. I'm not going to make any for anybody else.
That's about what they do, yes.
And so, again, I'm almost afraid to ask this next question because people know, if you've listened to me long enough, you know I'm a germ freak. What are the dirtiest, germiest spots in the office that I got to avoid?
Well, you would think it's the restrooms like everybody does, but we know that's not the truth. It is actually the kitchen sink. People leave dirty dishes in there. The food is out all day on the plates. So that's one of the most dirtiest places that you could ever think of. And then other people come in there and rinse their dishes and call it good and put it back in their cabinets.
Wow. That's I'm always afraid to take a dish out of the cabinet or something like that. What about the keyboards?
Yeah, keyboards are, they can be dirty. Depends on how much you wash your hands. I mean, growing up, what our parents tell us, please wash your hands. So we can clean and sanitize those keyboards. And it's good also to have some kind of sanitizing wipes there to clean your keyboard at least once a day.
And what about water fountains?
Water fountains, yeah, we see that all the time. I think that's they're not quite as dirty as people think they are, but they are dirty.
Well, I think this is a really important area because I really do believe, Dave, that having a clean office does say something about your company and how much you respect yourself and also your employees' experience.
Yeah, that's definitely true. That's what we try to help our customers with.
So, Dave, where can people get a copy of the survey and where can people learn more about what OfficeWorks is doing?
Well, we can get a copy of the survey at OpenWorks. You can actually email me. My email is dave.hicks, H-I-C-K-S, at openworksweb.com.
Dave, thanks for being on the show.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for having.
Well, are you planning to push back from your desk this weekend and not work? Well, you should. Coming up, we have 50 ways to see Chicago on the cheap. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows to a crawl. This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the 7 strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
My name is Dr. Howard. I've recommended Balance of Nature for over 15 years because of the excellent results I see in my patients. Balance of Nature doesn't make any claims of treating or curing any particular disease, but I think the results speak for themselves.
The gospel truth about it is that the thing I'm most excited about is that after having my gallbladder out 3 years ago, I had constant pain in my side that was something that they couldn't attribute to anything other than probably a poor diet. Since I've been on these supplements, it is really making a difference in my life. I feel better. I have no pain.
When you can give your body a full variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables in their 100% natural, whole food form, you receive the unmatched balance of nutrition. Call toll-free 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
All right, now this weekend, you got to push back from your desk and you actually have to go out and enjoy the city. Every small business owner wants to see Chicago on a budget. To help us, we have Caroline Thompson. She's a blogger for Brad's Deals. Caroline, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So you guys just published Chicago Hacks 50 Tips for Enjoying the City Life on a Budget. Give us your best tips.
We have, like I said, 50 tips, and we actually reached out to every alderman in the city and talked to a bunch of different bloggers on this. So we have a lot of diverse tips, ranging from wedding tips to free pizza at a bar. So, yeah, I don't know. One thing that I was really struck by, the one that I was probably the most surprised by, was BYOB weddings. Have you ever heard of this?
Wow. No, I remember when 2008, my son was bar mitzvah in October that year. The recession just happened, and we're going to have a BYOB bar mitzvah because it was just horrible. But tell us about BYOB weddings, and can we crash them?
I mean, if you are slick enough, you probably can. But yeah, so this is a tip from Susan Corrigan of the blog Big City Bride. And I mean, according to a study by The Knot, Chicago is the fifth most expensive place in the entire country to get married. So $50,000 average wedding price. I mean, that's ridiculous. So apparently you can find a bunch of places around that are BYOB, wedding venues. So they'll allow you to bring your own liquor. I'd never heard of it before, but if your venue is BYOB, you can get your liquor from any source. So you can stock up at Costco or Binny's or even like your favorite vineyard and have them deliver it right to your wedding venue.
Or you can ask the guests to bring their own favorite toddy, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the good thing about like Costco and Binny's is that they will actually pick up and credit you for any of the bottles that you don't open. So it's a great way to save on those wedding costs.
That's fantastic, especially if you put most of the money towards starting a business.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, some examples for places like that. Millennium Park, the Hyatt Regency O'Hare, Maggiano's Little Italy, the Ivy Room, and the Firehouse are places that if you want to get married on a budget, it's good. You can bring your own booze.
Wow, that's surprising. So what else you got on that list?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of things that would be good for small businesses. I love the Brown Elephant. It's a thrift store. There's locations in both Lakeview and Andersonville. And if you're trying to furnish an office or a home on a budget, it is amazing.
Well, I have to say that I've been there and I actually furnished an office on a budget. So
really?
I know it very, very well. Because
that's
people
amazing.
Have to understand that there's a lot of old office and house furniture out there that really isn't worth anything to anybody. And you can pick it up really on the cheap.
Yeah, no, I'm obsessed with this place. I moved in April and I got a dining room table set, like an old wooden, beautiful, four chairs, a huge table for $75.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's going to last me forever. If I bought it at IKEA, it would have fallen apart immediately and probably cost $100 extra. So I'm obsessed with the Brown Elephant. Everyone should check it out.
So if I come over your house for dinner, is it BYOB or would you supply the liquor?
I would supply some of the liquor.
That's good.
You'd
that's
have to
good.
Bring
that's
a little.
That's good to know. Where can people learn more about Chicago on a budget? Caroline?
You can go to bradsteals.com/blog/Chicago Hacks.
And just give us a 15-second commercial on Brad's Deals.
We are an online shopping resource, and we have a team of editors who scour the web for the best prices on everything. So if you see something on Brad's Deals, you know it's going to be the lowest price everywhere. We also run the blog, which, like I said, I write for and edit, and we talk about shopping and finance and thrifty living.
Caroline, thanks for being on the show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, that's it for this issue of Business Sanity Talk Radio. I want to thank our sponsors, Sage One and Nextiva. Special thanks to our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin, and our producer behind the glass, Debbie Schreiner. If you are serious about getting your small business unstuck, give me a call on my private line, 773-837-8250. Or better yet, email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your company ahead? Isn't this the year that you make more money? Remember, love everyone, trust the few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a very profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Hey, Mike, you watching the game Sunday?